There's a new band on the Ukrainian Canadian music scene. They're from Edmonton and they're called Euphoria Band. They've just released their first CD, which we debuted on the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos on July 11th with their song Jole, Bees. Now, Euphoria Band is busy on the festival circuit this summer, but one of their members, Adrian Warhola, did find time to send Nash Holos their CD, and he took a few minutes to chat with us about the band, what they're up to now, and their plans for the future. So, Adrian, welcome, Vitayu.
Dziękuję. It's great to be here, Paulette. Thanks very much for having us on the program today.
So, Adrian, tell us about the band. I've been following you on Facebook, and you kind of just arrived with a splash on Facebook, and you've been really, really busy since. So, tell us how you got started.
Well, you know what? It's funny. We've actually been together for 10 years. Whoa. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year as a band.
I'm sorry. I said you're a brand new band. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? We've been, I guess, quietly but proudly playing on the prairies for the last 10 years. And given this big milestone, we decided to kick it up a notch and take it across Canada. So, yes, like you say, we've been coming out on all the festivals. We'll be in Dauphin at the Dauphin Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. We're heading over to Ottawa for their Ukrainian Festival and in Toronto. So We're really taking the Ukrainian Festival circuit by storm.
Yeah.
And, you know, so far it's been really exciting and some great feedback on the album. So.
Yeah, great. So this was your first album.
This was our debut album, yes.
Okay.
We waited 10 years to do it. And that's why there was a lot of what's this interesting new sound, and you know, I think everybody's quite happy with the wait. We just wish we could have done it sooner.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it is a lot of work to do an album, so hats off to you for doing it, and hats off for sticking around together and doing this great music for 10 years and starting a whole new chapter here with a CD and this incredible circuit, festival circuit. Have you done it before?
Thank you. Well, no, we've been at festivals in and around Alberta primarily. We're Edmonton based, and you know, we've played at the Vegreville Pisanka Festival many times, and that's where we released the album here a few weeks ago. And really, this is the first time for us in Dauphin, first time for us in Ottawa and Toronto. So it's really exciting for us, and we're actually a fairly young band, and from what we've been able to figure out, I think we're one of the youngest Ukrainian Canadian bands to ever reach a 10-year milestone. So there's lots of things to celebrate, and of course, you know, given the fact that we're all young musicians, we're just excited to bring that music across to Canadians.
So what is your age range then? Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, we're all 20. You know, I think we're at about a average age of 23 to 25, 26. So, if you do the math, subtract 10, we started quite young.
No kidding. And you were doing gigs as teenagers?
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Well, our first ever gig was at the PLOS, the Ukrainian Scouting Organization, family dance, and they asked us to be there, and really that's where it all started and it all launched, and it's all history from there.
Wow. So, are you any of your parents were they in bands?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have quite a musical background and came from a very musical family, and my dad actually is a former member of Dumka, which is, you know, one of the Canadian bands that has definitely made their mark on the Ukrainian music scene in Canada.
Yep.
So he played in the band for a few years as well, and kind of in and out. But you know, at the stage that we're at right now, it's about a average age of, you know, 23 to 26, and we've really just formed together. There's a great group of us now, and we're just so excited to be on the festival circuit now, celebrating the music.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the members now. yourself. You're Adrian Warhola. Tell us about yourself.
Yes, and I play keyboards, and I'm the lead vocalist on with the band. Mm-hmm. And I started it with my friend Stefan Goda, who plays the drums. We're both the original founding members. And we have Marissa Karpiak, who sings with us and actually also dances with the Vohan Ukrainian dancer. So whenever we have an event where we're both performing and she's performing, it's always fun because sometimes she gets to play double duty.
No kidding. Come on, out of breath. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's great having her. And then Fred Mack is, frankly, in my opinion, one of Edmonton's best jazz saxophone musicians. Mm-hmm. So he plays a saxophone with us, joined us a few years ago. It's great having him in the band as well. And then rounding it off is Brett Hansen, who performs with us on guitar. So there's five members in the band. And, you know, we've had a few members come and go throughout the past. And it's been, you know, an honor to have them. Like I said, my dad, Orest Warchola, was part of the band, you know, in the past. So was Maria Cherwick, who now plays with Cubasonics. Mm-hmm. She was part of the first band. Oh. Kent Shores, Nick Diaz, Daria Storchuk. So quite a wide range of musicians in the past that have helped us to get to this point.
Wow. So you must have had a fair bit of support from more seasoned band members and musicians, I suppose. As Maria Cherwick, of course, her father Brian would like to had some input into Euphoria Band.
Yeah, you know, especially when we were starting out and trying to figure out what songs we should do and getting some input and ideas on the mm-hmm. how we wanted to craft our sound, mm-hmm. definitely was a strong supporter. And of course, you know, just listening to the great selection of Ukrainian bands we have in Canada, mm-hmm. both those who are still playing and those who have stopped. And, you know, we've really wanted to pay tribute to those bands that kind of have set the foundation to us. And really with this new debut album, we've kind of taken that and shifted it and put a little bit more of a modern approach to it, and that's what you hear on the album.
Yeah, well, that I noticed that about the album. It's there is a polka feel to it, but there is a lot more contemporary, and you've pulled in different genres. The sax is very nice, so there's some, you know, kind of klezmerish jazz elements in some of the songs. Marissa and you both have gorgeous vocals. It's just a joy to listen to this singing. And you've got folk songs, and I think you've got a few more contemporary songs as well in there.
Yeah, there's a few songs that hopefully you've never heard of, and hopefully you have. And mm-hmm. some of them, for example, Starenki Tramvai, that is a song that was made known by Pitka Dirska Tercia in Ukraine, yeah. which is an a cappella group. And we kind of took it up and changed it and made it, we call it a fun summer song mm-hmm. that has some steel drum sounds in it and some, you know, the saxophone comes in and just a really feel good song. So we've done that with a few of them, but also trying to make sure that it's a fun polka, some fun folk mm-hmm. polkas, some nice easy listening tunes, and just a nice feel good album overall.
Now, how did you choose your name, the Euphoria Band? I mean, it's a great name.
Thank you.
But it's not really kind of Ukrainian, you know, come first to mind.
No, it's not. And then Ukrainian, I guess, you almost could translate it into euphoria. Uh-huh. But, you know, the meaning still being that, you know, you're enjoy when you hear us, there's you know, a feel-good attitude in the room when we're performing. And so it's funny, when Stephen and I kind of got confirmed for that first event and gig that we played at, we needed a name. So we sat down and started to brainstorm and, you know, throwing around a few names. And this was just one that stuck, I think, and primarily because it did have a little bit of a contemporary feel, and it wasn't, you know, a traditional Ukrainian name. It was something a little bit out of the box, and it's really worked with for us well, and we hope that people perhaps are in a euphoria when when they hear us, but and overall, they're just enjoying the music.
Well, you know what it is? It's a fun name. It's really attention getting because I've, like I said, I've been following on Facebook, and every time you pop up, oh yeah, these guys again. It is a fun name, and it's catchy, and I think it's certainly going to be hard to forget. And after listening to your CD, definitely hard to forget your music. It's a really, really lovely CD. And tell us where people can get a copy for themselves.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, so it's available through a few retailers. I guess particularly online. One of the retailers that will be selling the CD is through Yevshan.com. They will be selling it. Also available in a variety of Ukrainian stores in Edmonton. Pretty much any Ukrainian store there. Of course, through any of our performances on that festival circuit, you can see all of our upcoming performances on our website. Euphoriaband.ca. And then, of course, on the beautiful thing that we call the internet, we have the opportunity to hear it through iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much any option there. But of course, if you ever do want that hard copy, which in my opinion is still the best way to listen to a nice state CD, feel free to just contact us directly on our website and we'll make sure that you get a copy.
Okay, and that's euphoriaband.ca.
It is, yes.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook, and people can get a boo of you. I know you've posted some clips there as well. So look forward to seeing more on
Thank
Facebook,
you.
and good luck on the festival circuit. So what's the next one? I guess it's this is July 11th. So you just did the Vegreville Pesenka Festival. What's next?
Yeah, the Vegreville Pesenka Festival is where we debuted the album, yes. And the next one is Ottawa Ukrainian Festival on July 20th to the 22nd. So we'll be performing both on the Saturday and Sunday over there, and then off to Dauphin for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for the August long weekend. So those are the next two big performances for us. Please do come say hi if you're listening and you'd like to chat with us. We'd always love to meet more of the Ukrainian community in Canada. And if you can't make it, like you say, yes, we'll be sharing information and clips from the tour on our social media, Facebook, and of course website. So we're excited and hope everybody's excited as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much, Adrian, for joining us, for taking time out of your very busy schedule.
It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to be on, and thank you so much for your support and for playing our music, and we hope everybody enjoys it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Adrian. Break a leg, and all the best, and hope our paths will cross someday soon.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks, Paulette.
I was speaking with Adrian Warkola of the Euphoria Band out of Edmonton. Follow them on Facebook or on their website, euphoriaband.ca.